The late night host marked the anniversary of the pandemic. Stephen Colbert, I think we all remember where we were when we heard the news because we're all still there. Seth, it's been exactly a year since we've had an audience, and I've got to say, I really miss the laughs, the energy, and of course, keeping the lost wallets. Fallon, it was a year that we had our last show with a full audience. 6 days later, I did the show from home, and 6 days after that, both my kids had agents. Seth, I remember that day like it was yesterday. Everybody was shutting down. People were scared. Grocery stores were ransacked. So I got up on a chair in the office and I gave an inspirational speech where I said to my staff, gang, I know you're terrified, but this is our moment. People are counting on us. So let's get out there and put on the best show of our lives. And then I looked down and the room was empty except for a tumbleweed that rolled past. I stole a bottle of Purell off my desk and left. Kimmel, if somebody said N95 to you a year ago, you'd think they were a bingo caller. Kimmel, remember when we were carefully dissembling our Instacart deliveries like a munitions expert in the Hurt Locker? Watch out, this Chipotle could explode. Colbert, of course, it's also the 1 year anniversary of the first time I Lysoled a banana, but not the last. Seth, it's also been 1 year since we all trapped ourselves inside our homes with stockpiles of gin and red wine, watching Tiger King and Love is Blind while clinging to our last shreds of toilet paper like a plank floating in the water after a shipwreck. Jimmy Fallon, the past year was like flying United Airlines. The engine fell off, but somehow we still made it. Gordon, if you told me a year ago that nearly 100 million Americans would be vaccinated for COVID by March 2021, I would have said, what are you talking about? They said this would be over in 2 weeks, so all you got to do is flatten the curve. That's it. When the warm weather comes, it'll just disappear. Jimmy Kimmel, this is great. I miss physical contact so much, I applied for a job at Governor Cuomo's office. Drop the mic. That is the best. Hard to believe we've been in for a whole year since people were dancing in clubs, people were eating in crowded restaurants, passing bongs around the beach, partying like it's 1999. It seems like yesterday, and you know why? That was yesterday, and then Kimmel showed a video of crowds in Texas and Florida. Kimmel played a clip of former President Trump delivering his own virus-related address where he stated the risk is very low. Jimmy said, that's what they say about owning a casino, and he bankrupted three of those. I never get tired of seeing that. That whole time, Captain Contagious was telling us it would go away. 40 times he said this on TV alone. Unfortunately, saying go away doesn't work. It's a virus, not Eric. From NewJersey.com, New Jersey may have hundreds of McDonald's locations, but for a limited time, it will also have a McDowell's. You know McDowell's from the Eddie Murphy comedy Coming to America. Well, they're opening a pop-up in April in New Jersey. Tickets are required to attend, though. The McDowell's will be at the Cherry Hill Mall from April 16th to the 25th. The menu, the Big Mick, it has all the fixings of a Big Mac without the sesame seeds on the bun. Chicken chunks, which are totally not nuggets, the meatless Mick with an impossible burger patty, and the Magnum Mick featuring 8 patties and 8 slices of cheese on a long, non-seeded roll. The website says, come experience the fun of McDowell's. We are more than just our amazing food. We always have fun photo ops, merchandise, and displays. Tribeca Enterprises has teamed up with Comedy Dynamics for 4 new drive-in stand-up specials. That's what the laugh button says. These were filmed at the Rose Bowl in Hollywood last July. March 23rd, you'll get Dave Hallam, DJ the Chicago Kid, DJ the Chicago Kid, taped during a pandemic at the Rose Bowl. Yeah, we know this. What kind of press release is this? It's an hour-long roller coaster of things that have made Dave Hallam who he is, both good and bad. The comedian and former math teacher's laid-back style of storytelling and vivid imagination takes us on a journey of topics that range from his glory days in the classroom, how protesting doesn't look the same for everyone, and why he won't go back to Canada. The week after, you'll get Esther Steinberg's Burning Bush. It's her postpartum pandemic special. She jokes about a risque photo shoot and a wild bachelorette weekend and shares stories from her first year of marriage, giving birth in the epicenter of a global pandemic. Esther says, I was 6 weeks postpartum when we shot the special, and to answer your follow-up question, yeah, I was wearing 2 pairs of Spanx. I was so excited to share the special with the world, but especially moms in the pandemic who I assure you are desperate for a laugh. April 6th, you'll get Daniel Webb's Hose Parade live at the Rose Bowl in Hose Parade. Daniel Webb brings queer comedy, piano magic, and a stunning head of hair to the Rose Bowl stage. He describes his harrowing and slutty COVID-19 survival stories, rails against the negligent former president and his ugly children, and he sings about men who lie about STDs and about Breonna Taylor's murderers who are still walking the streets. That's a wide variety of topics there. Hose Parade is a celebration of life where Daniel proudly makes world history as the first queer gay man to perform stand-up comedy at the Rose Bowl. Webb said, I feel so lucky to have been the first queer person to perform comedy at the Rose Bowl, but they really should have given me a trophy. And the week after, from Erica Rhodes, you get La Vie en Rhodes. Erica Rhodes brings her confessional comedy style to do the Rose Bowl. Topics like non-motivational quotes, emoji etiquette, political correctness, bad grammar, and narcissistic exes. Erica highlights the absurd in all of life's struggles. Hey, this is kind of cool that we'll actually be getting some new comedy because, you know, not that much has gotten recorded in the last 12 months. So getting four new specials, I'm totally in. Do you hear the crack in my voice? So this is what happened last week as well. I recorded voice tracks for the weekly comedy thing. That's the thing I host on Live by Live. That's kind of like this, except I play bits in between the news stories and my voice is cracking. So you know what I need? I need a sip of an iced coffee. You can buy me an iced coffee if you'd like. If you like the show, you want to throw me $5, I'll buy one of these at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Let me grab a sip. A little better. From the laugh button, Comedy Central announced two projects with Roy Wood Jr. They'll air his next stand-up special. It'll be his third one for the network. They'll also produce his new podcast, Roy's Job Fair. The description of that is, work is like sex or food. You're either getting it or looking for it. Oh, that's so hacky. Really? Work is like sex or food. You're either getting it or look. That, come on. That's hacky. Come on. You're better than that. Maybe they're not. The Comedy Central releases have been pretty hacky lately. Maybe they're not better than that. We'll have to look into this. Roy Wood Jr. explores the human condition every week through the prism of employment. Roy sits down with real people from all lines of work about their most memorable jobs, employment vacancies they're looking to film, scams they run at the office, and of course, the cringeworthy office romances. That'll be out March 17th. That's this week. This is going to get rough here. My voice is totally going to give out. We're going to talk about this week's comedy's top dog. You know who won't be stopped? Three-time defending champion John Mulaney. Yeah, he just crushed Ricky Gervais last week. Brits, you did not represent. We can't have John Mulaney win this thing every week, so I got to bring out the biggest gun I can think of. This week, comedy's top dog, three-time defending champion John Mulaney takes on. All right, think about it. What's the biggest gun I could whip out? Have you guessed yet? Three-time defending champion John Mulaney will take on Dave Chappelle. What do? You go to the Instagram page. It's at Daily Comedy News. You find the little graphic that I posted. It's got a picture of John Mulaney and Dave Chappelle. And in the comments, you let me know who you want to vote for. Speaking of Dave Chappelle, he'll be hitting the House of Blues March 23rd to the 25th. That's in Houston. Much like previous Houston shows, safety is a priority. Masks will be required at all times while in the venue. Isn't Houston in Texas? I thought you guys were like, F masks, we're not doing that. Well, if you want to go to Dave Chappelle's show, you must wear a mask. Sorry. Ticket holders will receive a mandatory rapid COVID-19 antigen test prior to entering the venue. Those who test negative will be allowed entry. Refunds will be available for those households who test positive. Also speaking of Dave Chappelle, UpRocks pointed out that, you know, the whole Pepe Le Pew thing where people are like, Pepe Le Pew's a little rapey? Dave Chappelle did that in a bit 20 years ago. It's in the Killing Them Softly special. You can find that special on HBO Max right now. In that special, Dave Chappelle says, some wild ass, like I was with my nephew sitting there watching Pepe Le Pew. And I said, now pay attention to this guy because he's funny. I used to watch him when I was little. And we're watching Pepe Le Pew. And good God, what kind of rapist is this guy? Take it easy, Pepe. And from apanada.com, your home for comedy news, obviously. On Thursday, comedian Rahul Dua apologized to dentists and physiotherapists after having insinuated that they are not real doctors in a recent YouTube comedy video. The video, which is now deleted, showed Dua interacting with his audience. He's doing some crowd work. He stumbled upon an audience member by the name of Rashi, who happened to be a doctor by profession. Dua said, thank you for whatever you've done in the last year, referring to coronavirus stuff. Thank you very much. Are you the main frontline worker? Or are you a dentist? And the crowd burst into laughter, reiterating the problematic stereotype that dentists are not real doctors. He kept doing his crowd work. Another audience pointed at somebody and said, even he's a doctor. Ask him which kind. And the comedian said, the way this has been set up, I can guarantee that this guy's a physiotherapist. I don't know why physiotherapists call themselves doctors. After all, it's just an expensive massage. It's a funny joke, everybody. Calm down. Well, his comments did not go well with some dentists and physiotherapists. On Thursday, he posted a 1-minute long video on Instagram and apologized. really, for the joke, after all, it's just an expensive massage. That's a great joke. Dua said, the crowd work video that I uploaded today was not appreciated by a few people. Several dentists and physiotherapists took offense to the remarks made during the deleted video. It has always been my objective to make people happy, make them laugh, give them a good time, and not hurt their feelings. I don't want this balancing act of rendering some people happy and others unhappy, so I'm deleting the video. Spreading unhappiness is not my job, so I'm deleting the video. You know, it was a crowd work video and not a rehearsed set. I did not mean anything I had said. In fact, I frequently visit dentists and physiotherapists. Peace. Hope you continue to support me and my work. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple. Vote John Mulaney versus Dave Chappelle. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. And I already tried to get a coffee out of you at buymeacoffee.com/Daily Comedy News. So I won't do that a second time, will I? Maybe I just did.